Welcome to Empath, conversations and intentions around meaningful marketing for soulful, sensitive, empathic entrepreneurs. Join me, the feral writer, to talk with truth and texture about creativity from the heart space, marketing with meaning and emotion. This is Empath. Hi guys, and welcome back to Empath. Today, I'm talking about 10 marketing tips for empaths. But before I begin, I just want to quickly talk about Empress, because Empress, my membership community, is open exclusively to the waitlist for this week only. So if you were interested in joining us in my membership community, if you join the waitlist before the weekend, you can get access privately to celebrate the equinox into our membership community. I love our membership community. It's such an intimate place for creative entrepreneurs. And I designed it for empathic entrepreneurs. So this episode couldn't be any more fitting, because if you want to market your business with authenticity and sincerity, and you want to market your business with integrity and not feel that sort of ickiness that people often associate with marketing, then first of all, this episode is absolutely the place you need to be. But secondly, do consider joining Empress, because the people you'll meet in Empress and the work you'll do in Empress is unlike any other marketing you might have done before. It's so authentic and so real and so rooted in our values and our mission and our purpose. And I absolutely love running this community. There are different sessions each week. There's a journaling session. There's a co-creativity session. There's a soul goal setting session. There are therapy sessions where you get access to me to help work on your content, come up with ideas, gold sifting, you name it. We've got lots and lots within Empress, as well as guest sessions and also access to heart to heart. So if you ever wanted me in your pocket, if you ever wanted a feral writer in your pocket, Empress allows that, because you can ask me anything and receive personal video responses, all at a really affordable, accessible price. If you're interested, don't forget to check it out. It's only open for this week, and I don't open again to the public until June. But without further ado, let's get started on my marketing tips for empaths. People are always really worried about marketing their businesses. You know, they say, oh, I don't want to appear a certain way. I don't want to sound a certain way. I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be gross. I don't want to be cliched. And I totally get it, because I don't want to either. And everything I'm about is about how we market from a place of authenticity. However, marketing gets a bad rep, and it's not always marketing's fault. Quite often, it's the perception of marketing and a few sort of bad eggs that have affected everybody and made everybody worry about how marketing looks and feels and whether or not it feels comfortable to us or not. And that's the thing. Marketing should feel natural to you. It shouldn't feel difficult. It shouldn't feel like something you're worried about perception-wise, or something that feels out of your comfort zone. And often I find with empaths, it is. And that's because we associate marketing with quite a cliched, generic, bold, aggressive, masculine way of marketing. And that's where the name Empress came from. It came from this idea of feminine marketing, of how we market from a matriarchal position rather than a patriarchal position. So it's not all about pushing. It's about inviting. And the first thing I would recommend you do if you're an empath is to heal your relationship with marketing, because often your perception is of what marketing is to the masses, or is of what marketing is in the greater world, or sort of the caricature of marketing. If you think about the authenticity versus the caricature, everything's exaggerated and OTT and really, really aggressive in a lot of ways. So I want you to start by looking at, how do you feel about marketing? Even the word, I think, puts people off. You know, I remember having a chat with my designer and close friend a while back, and he sort of said, you know, he had this perception of marketing. Marketing's not for people like me. I'm genuine. Marketing is for people like, you know, that are going to sort of fleece your grandma for a fiver. And the sad thing is, that is what people think about marketing. And I'm always fighting this battle. Somebody said to me, why do you say you work in marketing? Why don't you say something nicer than that? And the reason is because I want to change marketing. I don't want to say I'm in something else just to sound nicer. I want to change how you think and feel about marketing, so that it's got a fighting chance, because modern day marketing and marketing for our generation is different than marketing from our parents' generation. And that's what I'm trying to get away from. So first of all, I want you to heal your relationship with marketing. I want you to write some words down about it, write how you feel about it, question your own perceptions, question your own impressions, question your own motivations, and say, hang on a minute, am I being fair to marketing? Or am I judging it at face value? Am I tarring it with one brush? Am I sort of saying, well, marketing is aggressive and horrible and pushy? And, you know, marketing is not double glazing sales. And actually, as somebody that started in double glazing sales, I think that has a bad rep as well. But that's a whole different conversation for another day. Start by healing your relationship with marketing and saying, well, hang on, how do I feel? Is this true? Is this true, or am I being affected? Am I biased? Have I got unconscious bias on what marketing is? And, you know, is it true? Have I tried marketing, or am I just judging it from the outside? You know, I've got a brother-in-law who, he hates loads of food, and he'll, you know, it's all become a joke that he'll sort of say, oh, I don't like cheese, I don't like beef, I don't like chocolate or whatever. And half the time you're like, have you actually tried cheese? Like, and he'll be like, no, I haven't tried it. I don't like the thought of it. And it's exactly that. Healing your relationship with marketing is about saying, well, hang on, have I tried this? Or am I just judging it because I don't like the look and the smell and the texture and what I think it's going to be like? Number two is to follow a true print rather than a blueprint. Don't feel you've got to follow the so-called leaders in the marketing field. You know, putting it out there, a lot of them are pretty corrupt. You know, they sell sort of snake oil. It's all these things are going to give you success, you know, in inverted commas. And it's like, follow my formula and I will lead you to success. Become like me, become a six-figure entrepreneur. You know, quite frankly, guys, it's bullshit. And we all know it's bullshit, but people buy into it because you get caught into the hype. The hype and the cheerleading and the whole sort of fanfare around these big celebrity sort of followings. It's the same with marketing in sort of skincare or makeup. We buy stuff because an influencer says it looks good, or because, you know, a top celebrity's used it and her hair's suddenly thicker and glossier. So we buy it because we really buy into these people who, let's be honest, are being paid a fortune to sell it. And it's the same with these leaders. They all cross promote each other's products. They will sell each other's products. They all hold very harsh, intense scarcity campaigns that I know won't resonate with you if you're an empath listening to this. So step away from those people. Put your hand on your heart and ask what marketing is to you. Follow a true print, not a blueprint for success, from somebody who's created it to sell you a story and spin you a yarn. Number three is to work out your values, your key messages, and your differentiation. The tools only work if you're truthful. The trends only work if you've tried and tested them and you're truthful to yourself. The best thing you can do is know why you. The best marketing is knowing your difference, not sounding the same. And yet so many people try to copy their competitors or look up to these so-called leaders and try and do what they do. And it's throwing spaghetti against the wall because it doesn't always work. And I have to say, this isn't any slight on those leaders, because take it from me, enough people have tried to copy me over the years and copy my tactics and copy the way that I market, and that's not worked either. And the reason for that is because my way works for me. It's authentic to me. It's true to my values and my key messages, and I know what differentiates me in a really crowded industry. When people come along and they borrow that skin and they say, well, I like what you're offering, so I'm going to sort of have the same key messages and I'm going to sort of look the same and use the same brand colors and sort of borrow the same values and have the same photography, it doesn't work. And these people go around in circles and then they wonder why it doesn't work. And it's because they're copying person after person, trying to find themselves. The most important thing you can do, the most powerful thing you can do in your marketing, is to put your hand on your heart and come home to yourself and say, well, who am I? What do I do differently? You know, what sets me apart? And why would someone buy from me? Why would someone connect from me? Once you know this, you can build from the roots up and you can market. But if you don't know this, and so many people don't know this, their marketing is based on values and foundations that are a movable feast. They change it all the time, depending on who they're influenced by. You've got to be honest with yourself. Who am I? Who am I really? What do I really believe? Not what the person next door believes, not what the person I'm inspired by believes. What do I believe? Where am I different? Where am I doing something in my unique way? And that's the only way you can do it as an empath. Because if you deny your own voice, you know, you won't be able to get sustainability, because your voice is so important. Your voice is so important in what you do. It's at the core of everything you do, who you are, and what sets you apart in an industry where everyone sounds the same. You know, it's such an identikit industry. Number four is to keep it clean. Don't do follow for follow. Don't do follow unfollow. Don't do comment cocking and hollow lead magnets where you're trying to be like everybody else and trying to sound a certain way. Don't just walk around trying to be seen in the industry. It's really important that you keep your integrity. It's not about appearing popular. So don't try and appear popular all the time by getting the right followers or getting your numbers up or trying to say, I've got 10,000 followers or whatever, and offering lead magnets to build email lists that are built on nothing, that are sort of, you know, castles on air. Treat people as you would want to be treated. And that's probably the most important message, because why would I trust you? Why would I? And quite often, that's why we don't trust. We don't trust because we've been treated this way. So why are we treating other people this way? Why are we doing exactly the same thing when we could be marketing from a place of authenticity and following people because we're genuinely interested and having conversations with people because we're genuinely interested? Not going into every conversation trying to get a sale or trying to impress, because it doesn't work. Number five is don't try to do it all. You're at risk of overwhelm. And as someone empathic, you're very likely to suffer from overwhelm in the first place. If you try and do all of the things and suddenly you do all of the marketing and you think, well, I'm going to start blogging and email marketing and social media marketing and video marketing and podcast marketing. I mean, this is excessive as an example, but know your limits and know what you can handle and build upon it. Marketing should be little and everyday and woven into your everyday world, not something that is a chore, not something that you've got to pile on, because it will get too much too quickly, that burden, and you're more likely to give up. Number six is to show your face, which I know scares everyone, especially empaths, but do it in a way that is comfortable to you, so that it's authentic to you, so that you feel like it's manageable. And that might be a post with a picture of you, or it might be just an introduction post, or it might be a video, or it might be a little reel of you silently working on something. You don't need to speak. It could just be you working behind the scenes, or somebody on Contented just shared her day where you just saw a reel of her working and going about her day. And that was really nice with a voice overlay. Whatever it is, it's just about showing up as you on the grid and making sure there's part of you coming through to your audience. And it doesn't have to be in your newsletter. That could be somewhere else. It doesn't have to be in your social media. That could be somewhere else. It could be in a newsletter. It could be showing up in person somewhere. Whatever it is, it's just about putting that personal element into it, so you're being seen and heard. And it's, you know, being personal is everything. We sell from, you know, we buy from people, and that's really important. Number seven is to avoid cheat sheets and swipe files. Any kind of magic marketing beans that sort of say, here, download my free 3 tips and you'll be able to be a copywriter in a week or whatever. Don't do that. Don't buy into it. And don't spread it. Don't contribute to that narrative, because it's not true to us. And I think I speak for all of us when I say that. It's not true to us to be sort of saying, if you download my so-and-so, you'll be able to achieve so-and-so. You know, it's a foolproof way to achieve X, Y, Z. And likewise, don't try and cut corners by downloading cheat sheets and swipe files to try and get your website done or your copy done, because it's just corner cutting is the enemy of creativity. Copying other people. And then we wonder why, in a world full of AI and a world full of copy and paste, there's no authenticity anymore and everyone sounds the same. And this is why. Go back to that point three, you know, your values, your key messages, your differentiation, and that has to roll out through all that you do. Number eight, stay grounded and get away from the noise. You're an empath, so you're affected by noise more than anyone. The social media world, as just a beginner, is overwhelming. Just the scroll, the noise, the amount of stuff going on, it's constant. If you're on there, like I always say in Empress, it's like a lion's den. You need to get in, feed the lions and get out. What you don't want to do is just start chilling out with the lions, because you'll get eaten. Remember that social media is a tool, you know, and it's great to have a community there and it's great to build connection there, but don't spend your life, the majority of your life, scrolling through social media. And I know you're probably thinking, well, of course not. That's logical. But be honest with yourself. How many hours are you spending on social media? I expect it's more than you should be, more than you would like to admit you are. So maybe it's time to think, well, you know, how do I get away from the noise? How do I protect my energy? As an empath, protecting your energy is absolutely key. You know, taking some time out in nature, switching off from all digital devices. Like for me, I don't ever work on a computer. I only ever work from a notebook. And then essentially I type up anything I need to later so that I can do my best creative work away from the noise, because the noise can be overwhelming. So honor that side of you and just say, I'm built this way. I don't like a lot of noise. I don't like a lot of chaos. And it's all these reels and everything. It's a lot of chaos. Your brain's taking all that in. Give yourself space, creative space. And then number 9 is to journal around your marketing. Really find out, like, the best ideas, I truly believe, have come through my journal. Spend some time journaling around your marketing, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, see how you feel, see what comes up for you, see what inspires you. And I think you'll be really surprised at where this goes and what you get out of it, how you feel when you've come out of a journaling session and what stays with you. 80% of what you write might not be relevant, but the 10, 20%, that would be really magical. Some of my best ideas have come out of the journal. All of my launches, all of the things I offer have come out of my journaling. And it's taking that time intentionally away from other people, away from an audience, away from the external world, and tapping into my inner knowing and my inner wisdom and saying, hang on, what now? What next? What's for me? And then last of all is number 10. Find a community so you're surrounded by like-hearted people. I truly believe you become what you surround yourself with, and the people that you're around can really influence you. And if you're surrounded by loud, aggressive, American-style marketing that is sort of really in your face and really scarcity-driven and panic-driven and intense, I think that you start to embody that even if you don't want to. You know, it's always like when you're around someone with an accent, I don't know if it's just me, but I start picking up the accent. I start becoming their accent the more that I'm around them. And it's exactly the same. Their energy rubs off on you. So it's important to find other people like you, creative, introverted, but often extroverted, but sensitive, empathic, soulful, creative entrepreneurs. And that's why perhaps this is the invitation you need to join Empress, because in our membership community, these are the people you will find. Honest, vulnerable, heart-centered people that are drawn to being with like-minded creatives and like-hearted makers who want to be held and want a sanctuary to come up with their ideas with safety and security and compassion. We all support each other in Empress, and it's often intense, but it's life-changing. It's a really slow, gentle marketing community where no one's going to shout at you or be aggressive in how we get you to do things. You get to go at your own pace and you get to find your own voice. And that's the most important thing. If you are interested, I would love to have you join Empress. If you join the waitlist this week only, you're able to get in, because the doors are open only to the waitlist for the spring equinox. If you missed that and you're listening to this podcast at another time, the doors will open again on the summer solstice in June. We always finish every episode with an invitation to set an intention. So today I'm asking you, what do you want to do to promote your business in a way that protects your energy? How can you promote your business in a way that protects your energy as an empath? It's okay to be empathic. Everyone always thinks you've got to be the front man. You've got to be the one at the front of the stage with a microphone getting all of the glory if you are in marketing or marketing your business. But you know what? I always say there's space for being a backstage brand. There's beauty in the backstage. You can still have power at the back. You can still have, you know, presence at the back and do it in a way that's true to you. You don't have to be the showgirl. You don't have to be up front. You can find your place and do it your way. And I promise you, the right people will always find you, because what shines out isn't how loud you are, isn't how big a personality you are, it's how real you are, it's how rooted you are. This is what people are drawn to. Remember, guys, whatever you do, all you've got to be is true. Thank you for listening to Empath, the podcast for meaningful marketing for soulful creatives. If you want more from me, head to my website, jesscollins.co.uk, and check out my membership community, Empress, where you will find a community of heart-centered creatives, the Empress Practice, my signature 7 chapters of soulful marketing, and weekly live sessions, from soul goal setting to journaling and personal access to me. The doors are currently open. Be sure to message me on Instagram at The Feral Writer to let me know how you found this episode. Take care, and I'll be back next week.